This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montagne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. Justice is supposed to be blind, but a student says leading law schools discriminate against him because he is blind. The student says he cannot get into the most selective schools because they require a high score on a test that he claims is impossible for people with his disability. And he is suing the American Bar Association. Here's Quinn Kleinfelter of member station WDET in Detroit.
The Law School Admission Test, or LSAT, typically features more than a dozen questions where it's strongly encouraged to draw out a written diagram to solve the problem. Law school hopeful Angelo Bino was born blind and has overcome many obstacles, but the 28-year-old says he could not overcome the low test scores he kept getting when taking the LSAT. And because of those scores, he was rejected by the three law schools he applied to.
But I can't work any harder. I can't study any harder. I can't figure it out because I can't draw out a diagram like a sighted person can to figure out the answers to these questions.
Bino is no slouch. He graduated his high school a year early, interned at a law firm after graduating, and speaks three languages. He also worked for Homeland Security before funding cutbacks led to a layoff. But Bino says he was stymied in his attempt to become a lawyer because the American Bar Association, the ABA, requires law schools to use a, quote, valid and reliable admissions test, and only the LSAT qualifies.
The ABA is supposed to be standing up for justice. What are they standing for in this situation? I'm not saying that I should receive an automatic entrance into law school. All I'm saying is give me a level playing field.
Bino turned for help to the law firm where he'd interned, and a very sympathetic friend.
The Sam Bernstein Law Firm, how can we help you?
Attorney Richard Bernstein is blind, but says he received a waiver to enter law school 15 years ago. Bernstein says shortly thereafter, the ABA revised its standards, and Bernstein claims threatened to penalize schools that gave too many waivers or did not use the LSAT. Now Bernstein is suing the ABA, arguing the LSAT violates the Americans with Disabilities Act.
They are basically forcing U.S. law schools to break federal law by requiring applicants to take an illegal exam. The Americans with Disabilities Act is very clear about this. It is illegal to require someone to take an exam which on its face is discriminatory.
The ABA counters, though only in a written statement, that it requires universities it accredits to conform to federal law and that accommodations are made for people with disabilities. Those who've judged law school applications, like Wayne State University professor David Moss, say some universities do accept students with low LSAT scores. But Moss adds that the company creating the LSAT directs that tests given with special accommodations, like those granted to blind students, should not be given the same weight as regular LSATs.
They've got this flag on it that screams out, beware of this test result. It could be dangerous to your health.
The concern schools have is that it might damage their rankings and prestige in the annual ratings by U.S. News & World Report. Santa Clara University Law School Dean Donald Polden chairs an ABA committee reviewing accreditation standards. He says the ABA does grant some schools exemptions from using the LSAT, but the top-tier programs don't want to risk their rankings.
The stories are legion about a 5 or 6 position swing in a school has caused the loss of jobs of administrators or students to flee for other law schools.
Polden says many on his committee think the ABA should eliminate the use of the LSAT as a prerequisite to enter any law school. In the meantime, Angelo Bino waits for his day in court, not as the attorney he hopes he'll eventually become, but as a plaintiff, arguing that his disability should not prevent him from reaching the top ranks of his chosen profession. For NPR News, I'm Quinn Kleinfelter in Detroit.